Welcome back. It's Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And since it is Wednesday, that means sports with Bill Littlefield. And of course, the sports story of this week, Super Bowl 50. The Carolina Panthers will be taking on the Denver Broncos this Sunday in Santa Clara, California. And Bill is here to help us preview the game. He's, of course, host of NPR's Only a Game. Good to see you, Bill.
Good to see you, Meghna. And it's good to see you right on the ball here because you did call it Super Bowl 50. It is not Super Bowl L. The L has been banished. The era of the Roman numeral is gone as far as the NFL is concerned. Whether next year will be L-I, I don't know. But
the L is gone. The L is gone. But I have to say, back in the day, it was fun. You know, Super Bowl XXVII.
Oh, the best. Yeah, the
okay.
best.
Well, can we start off with an Only a Game tradition here?
Yes.
I'd love to hear some Super Bowl haiku.
I welcome every opportunity to put poetry on the air.
Bring it to us.
Long pass pauses time, or almost does, or seems to, till someone drops it.
You got another one?
Oh, I got it.
Need I ask, actually?
How about this one?
Okay.
Tiny bird circles her bird thoughts. What snacks are there? Slobs drop everything. Maybe one that is pertinent to this particular Super Bowl where Cam Newton will be one of the quarterbacks. Cam Newton. Newton. Anyone ever called you Fig? To your face, I mean?
So let's talk about Fig. I mean,
true writers of haiku are spinning in their graves everywhere.
As they do every year.
For 22 years, this has been happening.
Well, can we talk about Mr. Newton for
Certainly.
A second? Because a lot of the media coverage leading up to the game is about Cam Newton and Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you know, it seems as Newton's come under fire for his signature celebrations and flamboyant style.
Yeah, of course, this is not just because he's in the Super Bowl. He's been coming under some criticism by people who subscribe to the fact that, or the thought that NFL stands for No Fun League for quite a long time. He does celebrate, he smiles, he gives footballs to kids, and he's not shy about expressing his belief in his own ability to lead his team to the Super Bowl and beyond. And lots of people are uncomfortable with that. They think, you know, people ought to the old football adage is when you get to the end zone, don't celebrate. Look as if you've been there before.
Mm.
And he doesn't do that.
Do
he
you
celebrates.
Think the race has any role to play here in the criticism?
Well, I'm going to fall back on my friend Charlie Pierce's constant refrain, which is it has nothing to do with race because it never has anything to do with race in America.
Oh, never.
Never. So as we know.
Yeah.
Yes, of course it does. There are lots of people who are very uncomfortable with people who don't look like them behaving in ways that they don't think they should behave. Mm. And that's part of it, certainly.
Well, let's take a quick look at the other QB of the game, Denver's Peyton Manning. There's a rumor that it could be his last NFL game ever.
Yeah, there is. And as a matter of fact, one of our haiku relates to precisely that circumstance, which is Broncos brave staff works to reassemble Manning for just one more game.
Oh, dear. Oh, God.
He's had a terrible litany of injuries, some of them extremely serious, involving his neck. And so there are lots of people, especially friends of Peyton Manning, who hope that this will be, in fact, his final game. There was a little squib in the news today about how he might not play again for Denver, but might play somewhere else next year. And I think people who have his best interests at heart hope that he doesn't decide to do that.
Yeah, well, in the last, I don't know, 30 seconds or so that we have here, Bill, do you dare to give us a prediction on how Super Bowl L might go?
All I know is that billions of dollars will be bet by people who all believe they know more than I do about this. So, if I had to make a prediction, I suppose it would be that probably Cam Newton would prevail, despite the fact that Denver's defense looked awfully good against the Patriots. But in saying that, I'm only going along with a betting line, and so it's hardly daring on my part, but that would be my guess.
And Bill Littlefield, we know you're not a betting man anyway.
Not on sports anyway. I'm not crazy.
Absolutely not. Well, Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs right here on WBUR Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Thanks so much for the haiku.
My pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.